Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue to talk about the hostage situation, talk about the fact that we now know that a number of bodies, a number of dead hostages will be released on Thursday. Of course, the anxiety, the stress around who that would be is just absolutely devastating. And I guess that's what Hamas once joining us right now is Yair Moses. His mother Margalit and his father were also held as hostages, and we wanted to check in with him and find out how they are doing. How do they, if we are watching this with absolute anxiety and horror, what is it like for the families? It is virtually impossible for us to imagine. Yair Moses, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm not even sure how to put that question to you, because it's got to be too difficult a question to answer. How does the family get through this?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, it's very, very hard, because it's exactly like you said. You don't know the anticipation every day to hear the names, of course, of the living ones. Lucky for us, my father came back 2 weeks ago, and he's okay now, and we are very, very happy that he's with us. But every day, every week, to wait to hear the names, and now with the bodies, which is even harder, because you expect to hear bad news. So it's impossible to imagine. And all of them are now my family, because all the families together, we've been together in this such a long time, and we became family, not in blood, but we are family, one to each other. So it's very, very hard to wait and to hear the name, and until they will be identified, this will be a very, very hard day weekend.
This is 501 days. And through tragedy and difficulty and heartbreak and some relief that, for example, you've had. So this is incredibly bonding, but it must be very difficult when they're, God forbid, those who find out that their loved ones haven't survived.
Yes, I couldn't. I cannot imagine this. And we know that will be very, very sad families. The only thing that we can think positive about it is that for them it will be some kind of closure, and they will be able to finally bury their loved ones and try to continue with their lives, because until today it's impossible for them to do anything. Just waiting and waiting and waiting. So it will be a very sad days, but at least the small comfort that it will be an end for them, because currently the unknown for such a long time is such terrible thing to manage, and it's disturb your life in a manner you cannot even imagine.
Well, you lived through this with your father, who was there for 400 and something days. I can't remember, for over 480 days. And being a man of age, you must have lived with the, is it possible that he survived? Is, you know, what is better? What is worse? What is, take us through your, how did you personally get through that?
It was very hard. You know, there are some days we didn't know anything about the situation, and we didn't know if he's alive or not. Through all 2024, we had no information about him. So it was very, very hard. For us, keeping the faith that he's alive and doing whatever we can in order to make sure that we do whatever we can to bring him back, this is what gave us the power to continue and do it until we, happily for us, we managed.
Well, what you also knew that we didn't was how strong your father was. I mean, when he came out, he became a global icon just through his strength and determination. We, of course, didn't know You know, we had never heard of his name prior to the 7th of October, obviously. But after that, he was a name and a person and somebody we prayed for and thought about. But we didn't know the strength of the man. His strength was something that is quite remarkable.
Yeah, indeed. Well, all the time we talked about him, we said how special he is and that we know that he's very strong mentally. And you know, everybody said that his father is the most special one. But I think our biggest concern was about his health because, you know, next month he will be 81 and we didn't know how he's going to survive it. But he proved us that also from the physical part, he's still a man of iron and he can he managed to survive this. And even in my wildest dream, I couldn't allow myself to even think that he will come in the way he came back. And of course, we are very happy for it. We know that we'll have some less better days. You know, not all the days will be happy, but he's with us and he's physically pretty much okay, even though he lost a lot of weight. And that's it. Now we are concerned to make sure that he's okay and comfort and everything. And from that, continue to support the other families until everyone will be back.
Yeah, it was interesting. I had one of the most difficult conversations during this period that I had was with Aviva Siegel, and she speaks very plainly and she doesn't hide some of the horror of what she endured. And I chatted to her when Keith, her husband, was still a hostage. And again, in exactly as you said, she was keeping him the hope and prayer of him alive, but I didn't really believe that the older people would survive this. And yet, what we have seen is something nearly miraculous, and that's got to give us all hope for whoever remains there. But obviously, you don't want false hope. You and that's got to be the challenge as well in dealing with the families.
Of course, because we know that people will come. We have bad coming, and some are not alive. And this is why also we have to push to continue to the next phase that everyone will be back. Everybody who's still alive must come back alive. We cannot stall it any minute because their life is in danger every day. We saw last week the three that came very, very thin and kept the terrible conditions. And we cannot allow this to continue at all. So it must end as soon as possible. And we must push, and the whole world must push that to come to the next phase and bring everybody back.
The ceremony that Hamas put on the stage and this handover, How did your father get through that how did he manage that?
Well, my father didn't have it. Father's release, it was the day when everybody was around. And compared to my father passed, this ceremony, as humiliating as it is it's much better. My father, for about almost 2 hours, had a deep concern to his life when he would know he's about to get released. And this was the moment that he was most afraid all the time in captivity. He was sure that they will lose control and the mob over there will kill him. And this is, so this humiliating ceremony is much better than the other option of being surrounded with thousands of people that just shouting and shooting around and want to kill you.
Your father is somebody who believes in educating people, in uplifting people. Has his whole perception changed, or does he still believe ultimately in the goodness of people?
He still believes in the goodness of people and hope that this will lead the world, but he understands that currently the Palestinians doesn't seem to like it, doesn't want to live in neighborhood. And we need to find how to protect ourselves from them and make sure they won't be able to do this again until they will understand that this is not the way to live and they must find a different way to live as neighbors and not as enemies.
Yair, do you think that you'll ever get your father back to the man that you knew 502 days ago? Does he ever come back, or is he a different person forever now?
I think he's the same. Of course, he's different, but not in a very very big way. Of course, he's different. You cannot stay the same, but as the basic is pretty much the person we know is talking the same, acting the same, and I believe it will take some time to understand and digest everything that he has been through, and then we'll know how much he's changed or not. But like I said, we knew he's a very strong mentally, and he proved it to
us. Incredible. Yair Moses, so are you, by the way. The way in which you managed this and kept people informed, kept fighting the fight, I think we see where that strength has gone. So just keep doing the good work that you do. Yair Moses, his mother Margalit Moses was a hostage. His father, Gadi Moses, was a hostage. Both of them have been released. It is 8:58. I'd love your thoughts on 061-895-1019.